This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Canada's national investigation into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls has wrapped up. And as Dan Karpinchuk reports, the commissioners renewed their call for more time to do their work.
The inquiry had asked for another 2 years. It was given 6 months. Since it began, it heard testimony from about 1,700 individuals and organizations in 15 communities. The final witness testified in St. John's, Newfoundland, calling on authorities to add sexual exploitation survivors in policing, as well as protecting the victims of human trafficking. There was also some dramatic testimony in the final days, such as this apology from Winnipeg's Chief of Police, Danny Smith.
Indigenous women were not treated with the respect and dignity that they deserve. As the chief of the Winnipeg Police Service, I offer my apologies.
The chief commissioner, Marion Buller, says the short extension, 6 months, was not enough.
We can say that we've seen progress in other sectors than the government, where people are now standing up and speaking out.
Buller says more time would have allowed for a closer look at the child welfare system, as well as the ability to talk to incarcerated Indigenous women. However, she says she knows families and survivors of missing and murdered women across Canada are relying on the inquiry commissioners to do their best. Buller also says she hasn't seen any action from the government on the recommendations made in the interim report. The final report and its recommendations are to be submitted to Ottawa next April. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribal leaders are wrapping up business at the National Congress of American Indians Annual Convention in Denver, Colorado. Leaders from across the country this week have focused on a number of topics, including health care, the Native vote, and youth leadership. Rhonda Lavaldo has more.
One of the concerns for tribal nations has been the upcoming elections. A discussion was held about the Native vote and how to get around those barriers so Native people have equal access to the polls. Jarvis Bear, Meskwaki Tribal Councilman, talked about why his tribe is actively involved with the voting process.
Well, I just think it's important for Natives to have, you know, their voices heard at all levels of government or whatever, you know, maybe tribal government, federal government, you know, just voting. For the state of Iowa, we pushed that we were allowed to use our tribal identification card as our identification so we could vote. So that's one thing we push. And also to encourage voting in our area, we have our own polling place in our tribal center. So every time they have things like that, so we have our polling center there.
Department of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke talked with attendees about the Bureau of Indian Affairs reorganization, among other topics. Tribal Councilwoman Valerie Switzler of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in Oregon says she thinks it is good they are here to listen and learn.
Anytime that we can take the time to educate officials, especially those that are supposed to be working for us, you know, that it's more empowerment of what we can do and how we can move our issues forward.
Representative from the Kansas Legislature, Ponkawi Victors, also talked about the way tribes can work together to overcome issues in their communities.
It's great that, you know, we work together as tribes, and I've seen a lot of tribes working with other tribes here on different issues, like addiction issues or health issues that, you know, we face on our reservations. But I think it's important that we, you know, have a presence on a local level as well, you know, a local city, county, state level. That's important as well, is that we have a voice there too.
This is Rhonda Lavaldo for National Native News.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.